Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report about the Thigh Master. It's coming up right after this.
Sid Davis sitting here with us. Now, Sid, I understand that you used to be on television. Is that correct?
Yeah, I kind of had I blew my TV thing. I was on a panel on a TV show in Charlotte, and they had this food guy there, food critic, and he was talking about this food from El Salvador called pupusa.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Well, they said, Sid, do you like pupusa? And I said, I only get it on my birthday.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Coffee's good this morning, chick.
Can't get any better than that.
Yeah.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Hot, tasty.
Don't you make it every morning anyway?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You drink it whether it's good or not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it's good today.
What flavor did you pick?
Right now, I'm having a...
don't you have a...
Veranda walk? Blend?
I was just going to say, don't you walk in the gardens every morning or
certainly.
Something like that? Yeah. Hi, Willie.
Good morning.
I'm Chick. There's Tom.
You know, drink a man's coffee later or what?
I may, yes.
The man drink what he wants.
I take my coffee black.
There you go.
As I do.
Now, a couple things happening. We're still taking Veterans Day requests. Right now, I'm looking at the Paul Newman-esque blue eyes of comedian Greg Warren.
I love baby blue eyes.
Oh, Greg.
He's a handsome man.
Greg.
So nice to see you.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Now, Greg, I have a question.
Sir.
How could you lose your laptop? Would you care to go over any of that at all?
A little drama.
Oh, did that happen?
I was three stops yesterday, my brother's house, a coffee shop, and my dad's house. And then at one point I looked in my car and my laptop was not there.
Oh,
it was in a backpack that I keep it in with other stuff.
Right.
And so I flipped out. I went and checked everywhere and wasn't there.
Oh.
And then I got an email about 3 hours later from some lady that they found it on the street.
The street?
Yes. Either it came out of, like, it fell out of my trunk or was on my roof. or.
What? Both very plausible.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean,
you put
your backpack on the roof of your car and drove off.
Maybe while you were unlocking
it. Could have happened.
Yeah.
It could have happened, but I don't think so. I think somebody, I think I didn't have my door locked when I was at my dad's. I just went in for just to play with a dog for a few minutes. I think somebody took it out of my dad's, out of the car at my dad's, and then ditched it, real close to my dad's house.
Really?
I mean, sounds like was the work of a punk to me. Is what that's
was anything missing?
You know what? Willie, I thought the same thing. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with these guys?
Oh, these punks are always running around.
Oh, they're punks everywhere.
Well, Christy has asked the relevant question. Was anything missing from the backpack?
No, nothing's missing.
No, then nothing wasn't stolen. Then you left it on the roof of your car.
Yeah.
No, Tom, because it looked like I keep my receipts in there, and like they were all strewn about.
You mean when it fell off the car?
No, you would have had to go into this pocket, unzip the pocket, and pull them out.
Well, that can
happen. It looked like somebody was looking for cash.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Then they put the receipts back in there?
No, they weren't. They were all jumbled about.
Yeah. You think somebody opened the laptop, read some of the material you've been working on, and said, forget this, and just dropped it back?
That's quite possible, Josh.
All the photos.
I know that's happened with some of my notebooks I've left in coffee shops.
Yeah. Well, and some of the stuff I'm working on lately, I wouldn't have kept that laptop.
Document about the history of
God awful.
If someone stole it, wouldn't they just walk off with it and take the laptop?
Did Willie just take a shot at the Warren Report?
Yeah, he did, man. I think Willie has become a punk.
I think he may be a punk. I'll tell you guys another thing. It's not my week. My website's down.
Oh. Did you leave that on top of your car?
Yep. I
have you ever heard of this?
I don't know, Greg. The technology.
When it rains, it pours, huh?
I haven't heard that, but man, that's an app. I apparently some a phishing website has attacked my computer, which...
Like Bassmasters?
I think so, John. I'll tell you what. I think it might be Babe Winkleman or Bill Dance or Roland Martin. Those guys have been trying to take me down forever.
Roland Martin has a real grudge against you.
He does. Yes.
Man, I love Bill Dance.
But oddly enough, Bill Dance does not dance.
No, he doesn't.
Isn't that weird? Hell of a fisherman, though.
Oh, he'll throw. He'll
His
throw
blooper
lower,
reels are fun.
So let me ask you this.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
So was your preparation for today's show on that computer?
Please say
it was.
Please
say yeah. But I've got it. I've got it here, guys.
Okay.
What is today's topic?
That's great news.
Today's topic, Tom, is...
Look, it's all business all of a sudden.
It's the Thighmaster, Tom.
The Thighmaster.
Wow. Yes.
Suzanne Summers.
At last, we tear the roof off this.
Just to give you guys some numbers up front, it's reported that Suzanne Summers made $300 million from the Thighmaster. $300 million. That's and just amazing. To put that in perspective, Thighmaster, $300 million. The movie Puppet Master, $8.5 million domestic box office.
Sure. But it spawned many, many sequels.
It did, but still, we're not at 300, Josh.
No, we're not. We're not.
MasterCard, valued at $297 billion. So a little bit bigger than Suzanne.
Sure.
The Masters, $142 million last year.
Wow.
Which, I think somebody missed an opportunity there. That golf course down there in Georgia is used like once a year.
Yeah.
They never could have had the Thighmasters. Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance, and welcome to this tradition really unlike any other. We're going to go straight to 17. Thank you, Jim. Suzanne Summers is appears to have a metal contraption in between her legs, and she's moving her knees together. And then apart and together. She doesn't show any signs of slowing down, Jim, and I, for one, hope she does not. I can only wonder what Mr. Furley would think of the pageantry of this. Jack!
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
The Thighmaster was invented by a young lady named Anne Marie Benstrom. She was an intern in Sweden, and she was on her way to becoming a medical doctor. She invented it to help rehab skiers that had been in serious accidents. Anne Marie was a little bit famous. She started like one of those first spiritual retreats, fitness retreats, out in Malibu. She was on the Tonight Show a lot. Check this out. She was the first one to put calisthenics to music. She called it Jumpin' Jiminy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jumpin' Jiminy. That was the predecessor of Jazzercise, which I think they got that wrong. I mean, I'd rather do Jumpin' Jiminy than Jazzercise. Watch this. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
This Saturday, you want to come over to my house and jazzercise?
Man, I'm busy. I got to help a buddy move.
Okay, what about Sunday? We do some Jumpin' Jiminy.
I'm there!
See?
Saturday, though, was Miles Davis night.
kind of
blue.
Jazzercise, they had the brilliant idea of taking exercise something that nobody likes and combining it with jazz that nobody likes.
Well, it's about the workouts you don't do.
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
Oh, nice.
I see.
Yeah. Very good. Although they did corner the market on bumper stickers.
Yeah, they had those for a long
there was
time.
There was an era when that was the only bumper sticker you saw, the Jazzercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A guy named Josh Reynolds bought the rights to what Anne Marie called the V-bar. He changed it to the V-toner.
The V-bar.
Yeah.
That's a little...
Well, it's shaped like a V. Don't be...
Exactly.
Oh, it's not for vag?
No, it's shaped like a V.
I mean, you think...
It was original, originally designed for all muscles. Yeah.
Yeah,
sophomoric, I would say, Christy.
Yeah.
That's why we're picking up on it.
Wait till we get to the C-bar.
Oh, boy.
Does that stand for crow?
Oh, boy. No, it doesn't. Josh Reynolds, heir to the R.J. Reynolds family.
Yeah.
I think he bought a piece of exercise equipment so he could keep people alive a little bit longer to smoke his daddy's cigarettes. But Josh, he jazzed it up a little bit, or should I say jumpin' Jiminy it up a little bit. He added some color to it. He covered up the springs and sold it as an all-purpose portable gym. Didn't do that well till he partnered up with marketing guru Peter Beiler. Peter got his start Procter & Gamble. I've been telling you guys for a long time. Great men start at Procter & Gamble. Peter said, let's focus on one body part. We'll name it the Thighmaster. By the way, Peter's wife, some actress, said women don't care about their thighs.
Wrong. Which,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. This is why I never got married, guys. It's just that nobody wants to hear a joke about a flute. Key figure in the Thighmaster, Ronald Reagan.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. I figured Tom would know this. The Reagan administration deregulated the length of commercials back then. So that's how you got these 30-minute infomercials, thanks to Ronald Reagan. I have a Ronald Reagan impression. You guys want
to
hear?
I'd love to.
Well... What do you think?
Dead on.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks. Also,
that was the first inauguration. Now do the second one. That's good. That's dead on.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my other impression that's a similar. You guys remember that show Alf?
Sure.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember Willie the father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that show.
Yeah. Here's Willie. Elf.
These are dead on.
Pretty good stuff, wouldn't you say?
Max, what is that guy? Max Wright. Yes.
Yeah, dark side to that guy. Don't Google him.
Oh, there it is?
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
To Max Wright?
Gets a little weird.
Why did you have to bring
that
up then?
He and Jeffrey Jones in a club.
So they got this thing together. They called it the Thighmaster, and they thought they had to find a spokesperson. They needed somebody good looking, and they looked at they actually looked at Joyce DeWitt, Suzanne's co-star,
very attractive,
on Three's Company, very attractive. Kathy Rigby, Olympic gymnast, Linda Gray. Do you guys know who that is?
From Dallas.
Yep. Yeah, from Dallas. I gotta be honest.
Sue Ellen.
Would not have minded seeing her in
master
the
her thighs.
Commercials.
Yeah.
And Bruce Jenner, back when he was Bruce Jenner, was somebody they were thinking about. So they decide on Suzanne. Okay. Peter had worked with her before, and they go to Suzanne's house and they show it to her, and she loves it, and they make a deal. And on the way out, Suzanne says that she whispered in Peter's ear, Peter, we are going to make so much money on this.
Yes.
At which point, if I were Peter, I'd been like, yeah, I don't know why we're whispering. That's kind of the goal of this.
We don't need to get
this.
This
is not something we need to keep secret.
Not for profit.
It's a stated objective, as a matter of fact. I got to be honest, though. If Suzanne Summers ever whispered anything in my ear, I would be extremely turned off.
She could whisper, I'm gonna kill your dog.
or you're not funny. Oh, that's hot.
Thank you.
Take off the restraints.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. They shot the commercial on the night of the first Desert Storm invasion, actually. Hmm.
Oh, that's an odd fact.
Yeah,
I could have gone. That's what you get with the Warren Report.
Oh, sure.
stuff you don't want to know. Yeah, right.
Some of the miscellanea.
Guys, I watched the commercial, one of the first ones, and my favorite part of it was it, there's like a guy, like a distinguished gentleman in gray hair, and he has like a white lab coat on. They're on him for 2 seconds. And I guess they, you know, he's obviously the doctor. He goes, I recommend it, and I use it. And then they're off of it. At which point, millions of Americans were like, well, I see this is a medical device.
Wow.
Suzanne actually wound up buying the rights. She bought them out. It's her company.
Oh, yeah, and she's still selling them.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. And they asked her how many she has sold. And she said, I stopped counting at 10 million.
Wow.
Which I don't think, I think that's a valuable piece of information if you're a business owner. Like, you need to know top line sales, Susan. It's, there's tax liabilities and things like that.
Yeah, you can teach her something.
Yeah. There's some spinoff products. The Buttmaster is probably the most famous.
Oh.
They reverse the tension. And this is a real thing. And their slogan was, tired of feeling like a big tub of lard? Use the Buttmaster and you'll get nice and hard.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got to tell you guys, you know, I sold Crisco shortening for several years for Procter & Gamble, and we went up against tubs of lard down in the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
You say what you want about them. They are a tough competitor, especially down on the border towns in Texas.
Sure, sure.
Tubs of lard are extremely tough, guys.
You know, Greg, I was known as the Thigh Master.
Were you?
Is
that right?
In my local KFC. Here he comes.
Yeah.
Here comes the Thigh Master.
Here come Josh. He liked that dork meat.
Greg, we're going to have to come back for the closer.
There's not one.
Okay.
No. Okay. All right. I do that Reagan impression.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.